Joining us by telephone, Hans Zietlow from Quick Trip. You've got two projects in Wausau and another one in Stevens Point that's a little ways down the road. Let's get an update on the Wausau projects. Where are you with those two?
Well, the project on Stewart Avenue, we are going to start construction in as early as March and open in July. Those dates are somewhat tentative, but we're doing that one with Chuck Cadorzi, who's developing that entire piece of property. And that will be an exciting store for us because we really don't have a presence on the west side of Wausau. And we've been watching that piece of property for many, many years. So that'll be an exciting store for us. The store is going to be about a 6,000-square-foot store with a double-bay car wash, and it'll be all LEED-certified building. It'll be the first of these new-style, really nice Quick Trip stores in Wausau. The second one is actually the relocation of the little store we have on Grand Avenue, and that will be just moving down the street to Grand and Kent. It was one of the only places we could find a piece of property large enough, and it's an assemblage of some stressed properties. I think we could call them stressed properties. And so that should be a big improvement. That one is not completely permitted yet. I think we were approved at planning and it goes to council yet, but there did not seem to be any opposition and actually quite a bit of excitement about that. So that should help that area quite a bit and give us room to expand our business. From the little teeny store, that was just way too small. That project won't start until later in the summer, assuming that we get the approvals and all of the engineering works out, but it would start as late as July and then not open until sometime towards the end of the year, maybe in December. That would be a tentative plan for that location.
You could say that in the last 25, 30 years, the convenience store business has really changed. I remember the Losey Boulevard opening store way back when I was young. And it was a tiny store, and look what's happened since then.
That would be in the 60s, wouldn't it?
Late 60s, yes.
I remember that, too. I wasn't very old. The concept of convenience stores has changed phenomenally, and you know, Quick Trip's probably one of the bigger parts of the positive evolution of convenience stores in the country. You know, it used to be convenience stores sold gas and pop and chips and cigarettes, and today we're a vertically integrated company. We make our own commissary products, all our sandwiches, our soup, all the salads, all of the baked goods, all of the bread. We have our own dairy, and all of that stuff's made in La Crosse right here in Wisconsin and then shipped to our stores every day. So I know we're really a grocery food destination for people, and we were able to offer those products at a real value and fresh because we do that, and that's probably the biggest draw to our stores. And if somebody's seen one of our new facilities, a huge difference from the old white vinyl stores that we used to build. So yeah, there's been a huge change in the industry. But it's better, much better for the consumers today than it was years ago.
What amazes me about your business in particular is the ability to build so many new sites so rapidly. Wapaka just got one, I think it was last year. The new one on Division Street, Stevens Point, just opened like a month ago. I heard you're looking at a Rhinelander possibility to start expanding north. You got two going in Wausau, and I'm sure that's not the only area where this is happening.
No, we've got our own in-house engineering group. They're very good, and they know what they're doing. So just looking at this next year, you know, maybe 20 store projects in addition to that. There's maybe a dozen places where we're adding in compressed natural gas, which is a pretty big deal, and then a lot of additions to existing and older stores. We do grow as rapidly as we can, still remaining fiscally sound. We did just close on a piece of property in Rhinelander, and I think you'd also mentioned we closed on a piece of property in Stevens Point, and that we're working on our final layout on that. There's a lot of opportunities for us in north central Wisconsin.
You'd mentioned compressed natural gas. Do you see a lot of that coming quickly, and whereabouts?
Well, we'll have, by the end of this next year, we're going to probably have 25, 30 locations where people can fuel with compressed natural gas. You know, it comes right here from our own country. It doesn't have to come across the ocean. It's cheaper. It's more efficient. It's cleaner energy. And for a gas gallon equivalent of compressed natural gas, you can pay about, maybe $1.59, $1.60, as opposed to what you pay for gasoline. But getting the infrastructure in place is what we're going to do. And once the infrastructure is in place, it'll enable people to convert their trucking fleets or even their passenger vehicles over to compressed natural gas. It's part of the fuel of the future.
Any central Wisconsin sites on that list for CNG?
I sure hope so. We don't have anything nailed down that I could say specifically right now, but we will have compressed natural gas in central Wisconsin.
Real good. So just to recap on the two Wausau projects, you've got the one out by Menards, which starts construction in March and finish early summer, the other one later in the summer.
That's correct.
Hans Zietlow from Quick Trip joining us today.
Okay. Take care.